This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
What do you think is the biggest misconception that people, and that's both Christians and non-Christians, have about the Bible?
Oh. Well, one is that they don't understand it as having a coherent narrative, that it's basically a book with a single story that comes, that climaxes in Jesus Christ. It's looked at as a series of sort of like Aesop's fables. Here's the story of David, here's the story of Abraham, here's the story of this guy, here's, and that each of the stories is, you know, got little lessons for how you live life. If you read, first of all, there's a lot of Christians that read the Bible like that, in which case the Bible just becomes a series of moral examples that you have to live up to. And you miss the whole point of the gospel of salvation through grace and through Jesus Christ. And it just turns you into a little Pharisee or a person who's, you know, always weighed down because you're never living up to these, you know, to all the moral rules. So when Christians read the Bible like that, it crushes them, turns them into legalists, makes them very discouraged that they're not living up enough alive. And when non-Christians look at it like that and they don't see the unity of it, and how it's a book about Jesus, and it points toward Christ. They too just see it as an interesting book, like of ancient myths and fables that you can take or leave depending on which ones you like the best. So not seeing it as a coherent narrative actually hurts both Christians and non-Christians.